Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
Turn with me, Matthew chapter 4. So I am going to be talking about healing all this week. This has been a healing ministry ever since day one. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to go to Oral Roberts University. And finally, I obeyed God. And first thing He did was put me with a healing man. And he became my father in the faith. And we became very, very, very close all the way up until he went home to be with the Lord at 90 plus years old. And there were so many things that I learned. I finally wound up, I started out flying for him and then wound up driving his car and then and just one thing after another. And then just immediately after I went to ORU and my mother gave me my first Kenneth E. Hagin tape. And my quest was faith. I'm watching Oral Roberts and I said, Lord, look at him. Look at him. He uses his faith like a mechanic uses a tool. He doesn't just scattershot and is like slinging mud. Maybe some of it'll stick somewhere, you know. Oh, God, do something, please. No, he's very specific about it. And then he said to me, my first experience in the invalid room, and I stepped back and he walked in there and he caught me by the coat and pulled me over there and said, you're going to do the praying now. So, I really could feel all the color going away from my face. And he laughed and he said, don't worry about it. If you make a mistake, I'll fix it. He said, I'm going to be right here next to you. And he did. But listen to what he said. He said, Mark, he said, don't touch them until you're ready to release your faith. See, he used it on purpose. That's what got my attention. I didn't know what made it work. I didn't know where it came from. But, and then I began to listen to Brother Hagin. Now, I'm learning from Brother Hagin where it comes from. It comes out of your spirit, not out of your brain or your head. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It's fed on the Word, released in the Word, in your heart, out your mouth. And I'm watching Oral Roberts do it. My. I just felt like, this got to be heaven. That's all it can be. This has just got to be heaven. Amen. Healing ministry. The life of Jesus. Teaching, preaching, and healing. Thank you, Lord. Now, Matthew chapter 4. I mentioned this a moment ago, but I want you to put your eyes on it. Matthew 4:13, 12th verse. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. So he had to move to Capernaum. It was spoken by the prophet. Those words moved him to Capernaum. It was not that he got kicked out of Nazareth. It's that he was supposed to live and preach from Capernaum. Say Capernaum. Capernaum. Home. 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 Capernaum. Capernaum. Praise God. Now then, let's look at Matthew chapter 8. We're going to be talking about the healings of Jesus. Now, there are 19 examples that the Spirit of God has chosen for our learning in how to receive healing, how to minister healing, how it is affected by people's own faith, and so forth. in the ministry of Jesus. We won't have time in these meetings to cover the whole thing, I don't think. So I'm covering the ones that the Lord specifically talked to me about. Matthew 8:2, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, or it said, now look. So look, there comes a leper and worshiped him saying. He worshiped him saying, Lord, if you will, if it's your will, you can make me clean. Now, there are people today, still today, suffering with that. I know you can. I don't have any doubt about the fact that you can. But is it your will? I always like to go at it from the other side. Why would he not? Why would it not be his will? What's so special about you? Huh? Really? Why would it not be his will? Now, you know, somebody said, Brother Copeland, what was your background? Sin? I didn't have any religious training. I always figured if he healed anybody, he'd heal me. Why not, Hank? I mean, come on. He's Jesus. He's Lord. I mean, you know, he's my Savior. Why wouldn't he heal me? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. But one translation I really do like, he said, of course I will. He said, now look at it. Jesus, now he not only said, I will. This is big. This is huge. And if you've never had a terrible, untouchable disease, you don't really get this. Nobody has touched this man. No one but another leper. Nobody could touch him. Nobody could get close to him. Those old oozing sores. And we find out from Luke, the doctor, he said he was full of leprosy. He's fourth stage. I mean, those old sores are oozing, and he's nasty, and he smells bad. Before Jesus said it, he touched him. That's my Lord. That's my Savior. Mark, he touched him, man. He touched him. He touched him. Somebody say, ooh, I wouldn't want to touch him. Well, you see, it didn't stay on there long enough to bother Jesus. This man is a carrier of leprosy. Jesus is a carrier of healing. Because he said, it's the Father that dwells within me. He's the one that does the work. He's a carrier of the great healer on the inside of him. You're a carrier. You're filled with the Spirit of the living God. You are a carrier. You're very contagious. You're very contagious. You have healing on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And the devil knows it, and he can see it, and that's the reason he'll do just about anything to keep you off the street. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he said, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, let's look at it in Mark chapter 1. Same case, but through different eyes. Verse 40. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him. Now we say something a little bit different. He kneeled down to him and saying unto him, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion. So it was compassion that moved him to touch him and to speak to him and to love him. Moved with compassion. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Put forth his hand and touched him and said to him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Praise God. Now Luke chapter 5. We have another viewpoint, the 12th verse. Luke chapter 5, verse 12. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him. Now, which is right? Both of them, all three of them. He came to him and he first hit his knees and then he just fell over on his face. Now I want you to see Jesus. Oh God, I love him. He fell on his face. Jesus fell on his face. And he's right down there, Mark, in the dirt with him, right there in his face. And he said, of course I will. And he touched him. And leprosy departed.
Wow. Come on.
Isn't that... Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But he charged him to tell no man, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony. But so much the more went faint. Why? Because he disobeyed that. Read those other accounts. He didn't pay any attention to that. He just started telling it everywhere he went. And he disrupted the ministry of Jesus. Jesus said, I must go into the other towns and villages and preach. But after this man scattered that abroad, so he couldn't get into the other towns. And the priests did not get the testimony. That's dangerous to your healing. Well, I just believe that if Jesus ever did it, well, it's just done for good. No, that's not necessarily true. Because I guarantee you, the devil's going to look for a way to stick it back to you. And if you don't know to resist it, that attack to get you to receive that again, if you fall for it, in all the cases that I've seen and ministered to, it was harder to get it back the second time than it was to get it the first time. But now you can do it, but you're going to have to take a stand of faith and say, no, you're not putting that on me. I'm not taking that. No, in the name of Jesus. One person that I ministered to, this woman, but I had taught that, see. And it was her heart. She was completely healed. But her symptoms started coming back. She said, no, no, devil, you're not putting that on me. No, 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 no. I'm healed. Praise God. He healed me 2,000 years ago, and I took it by faith. I took it. It's mine. Brother Copeland, Sister Copeland laid hands on me, and I took it. Glory to God. It's mine. You're not putting that back on me. So you know what she did? She just went to the hospital, started to find somebody that had, she said, I want to go where they have heart patients. And she may be just having pain or the same symptoms she had before, and she'd go in there and say, now what did the woman with the issue of blood do? She believed it, she said it, she received it, but then she told it. She testified to it. And she said, I'm going to tell you. She said, and she just told him the whole story. But God has healed me, and if you'd like me to, I'll pray with you. Oh, yeah. Amen. And she said the symptoms would go away. And she said if they started coming back, she'd go right back to the hospital and just start testifying. And she just kept telling the devil, if you just want to get more people healed of the heart, you just keep messing with me because I'll just keep doing it. She just kept doing it. Didn't take all that long. Never did come back anymore. Well, every time she said it, and it's easier to say it when you're testifying and preaching to somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. You understand? So, now then, this one is particularly interesting to me. This is the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. And Matthew 8:14. Now, the order of these, I'm not just going down through them. I went through them as the Lord directed me to, and to take in the order that I'm giving them to you. Matthew 8:14. Now, this has a lot of very pertinent information in it. In the when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out, right there at Peter's house. There's a move of God started in the man's house just because Jesus walked in there and saw his wife sick, touched her, got her up, and she started cooking supper, brother, whatever else needed to happen around there. Don't you know that was one more shouting happy household? Amen. Now, let's go to Mark 1 again. Mark chapter 1, verse 30, verse 29. They were come out of the synagogue. They entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And anon they told him about it. So put the two together. He walked in there, they told him about it, and he saw her. See, one's not right and the other one isn't. They're both right. They told him about it, and he saw her. So he took her by the hand, lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Now, let's see what the doctor has to say about it in Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 38. He arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. This woman was sick. A great fever. And they besought him for her. Now you have the whole picture. They not only told him about it, listen, this woman is sick, and they're talking to her. I see in this that she maybe had this before, and she's about to die, and they're frightened. She's just collapsed in the floor of this great fever. Who knows? It might have been typhoid, something like that. I mean, she's about to die. She is just about gone. Great fever. So, he stood over her. Now, he stood over her. He caught her by the hand and he rebuked the fever and it left her. Now you see the whole picture. He began to speak to that fever. He rebuked it and the fever heard him and got out of there in a hurry. Amen. I was very blessed to hear Brother Hagin tell this story that he went into this woman's home. She lived not directly across the street, but a kind of catty corner across the street from his church. And her husband worked two jobs a day and never did meet him. She came to church just occasionally, but boy, I'm telling you, those children get sick and here she come. Brother Hagin, now I know I'm not much in myself. You've heard him tell this morning. You know I'm not much, but God doesn't want those little children sick. And I know you just come put your hands on her, on them, and they'll be all right. And he said it was such an amazing thing. And he'd had it happen with his own children, that you go in there and you begin to praise God. And he said you just praise and worship God and put your hands over there on their little heads and you just praise God and worship and just feel it go cool right under your hand. The fever's gone. And he said, you know, I was kind of disappointed. You wanted to rebuke it and holler at it, but it just left while you're praising. Now, can you see where we're going with this? Jesus. Why did he come? Did he come to save? Yes. Did he come to heal? Yes. He came to sozo. He came to sozo. He came to deliver you from calamity. He came to deliver you from the curse of the law. He came to deliver you from hell. He came to cause you to be a new creature. He came to deliver your body from sickness. He came to deliver your mind of a worry and brain disease of any kind. He just came to make you well and whole. Hallelujah. Spirit, soul, body, financially and socially.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Wholeness. It's a biblical word that means you can live in continual health in every area of your life. And God has already made it available to you through Jesus. Get Faith to be Made Whole. 15 messages by Kenneth Copeland on 3 DVDs or MP3. And receive the faith-imparting word of the Lord that can change your life forever. Jesus said, "All things that the Father has are mine. He will take of mine and declare it to you." You can live in the fullness of God's peace, joy instead of anxiety, financial freedom instead of debt, whole relationships instead of brokenness. Learn what it means to resist the devil and persevere in faith to see God's will come to pass in your life. Uncover the connection between forgiveness and receiving your healing. Don't allow the world to tell you who you are. God says you're an overcomer through Christ. Receive the wholeness of God and release His kingdom in your own life, your family, and the world around you.
God has called you to have faith for your healing and wholeness in every area of life. Being whole is just as much about physical strength as it is financial security, peace, protection, and restoration. Request your free teaching series, Faith to be Made Whole, at kcm.org/victory offer. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Faith to be Made Whole is our free offer this week. It is a 15-message series, 15 messages by Brother Copeland. As we go through life, there may be times when we need to draw on God's Word and receive the healing, deliverance, or wholeness that Jesus provided. The United States just had an election a couple of days ago. And one thing is certain, and that is God's Word. It is His bond. It is the unchangeable and perfect will of God. So whether it's healing for your body, your mind, your relationships, your finances, or your nation, God's unconditional love for you is the power that brings you complete wholeness and victory in that area. To get our free teaching series, go to kcm.org. And let me pray for you right now over healing, the healing that you need and the forgiveness to receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over everyone watching right now. And I thank you for the healing power of God that is coming upon them. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells within them and is making alive their mortal flesh. You sent your Word to heal your people, and by Jesus' stripes, they have been made whole. We take it, we receive it, and we thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Now, if you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line. Our staff ministers are ready to pray for you. They're licensed and trained in the Word of God. They'll pray the Word of faith with you. Trust God and believe the love that He has for you. Become totally convinced of your covenant with God, that His promises are for you. It'll put you on the victory side of life. Remember the meeting that's coming up, November 12th through 14th, Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign at Eagle Mountain International Church. This is Pastor George reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Come to the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and Terry Copeland Pearsons, November 12th through 14th. For all the information, go to kcm.org.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.